So good morning and welcome back to Thought for the Day. Today we're going to be looking at Titus chapter 2 and verse 15. But before we do that, let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Let's seek his grace. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you that we can come in the full knowledge of the fact that our sins are forgiven in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can come and acknowledge that though our sins were like scarlet, they are now white as snow. And we praise you for that. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he continues to do in our lives. We ask that you would speak to us this morning, that we might understand more of your goodness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So then we're just looking at that last verse of Titus and chapter 2. And that last verse is verse 15, which says, "These then are the things that you should teach. Encourage and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you." So then as we think on the last verse of chapter 2, it's as well to remember what we're reading. It's as well to remember what it is that we're doing. And this is a letter that's sent from Paul to Titus. Now Titus is the man that Paul left behind on the island of Crete to establish the church, and his main responsibility was to establish a functioning church with the right kind of leaders to assist him in the work. So Titus was most likely young, as Paul calls him, his son in the faith, and leading a church can be both a great joy and also a great responsibility. Because of the work that you're called to, the kind of work that it is, it can feel daunting at times, the kind of responsibility that there is. Well, having Paul set out the plan of action for him, which was and is a great encouragement, it does not take away from what Titus knows. Now, Titus knows that the buck stops with him. He has this responsibility. He is the one who, as it were, is in charge. He's the under-shepherd under God. Well, once the letter was read, then it was his responsibility to carry out all of the instructions that Paul gives to him. And Paul has made it clear that he will only be able to do this, only manage to do what he is instructed to do with the Holy Spirit's help and with his eyes upon Christ. And that too is the only way that we will be able to carry out what God requires of us. We can only do it as we lean heavily upon, or we look at the Lord Jesus Christ, we observe him through his word on a regular basis, and as the Holy Spirit applies that to us and as we seek to live for him. Well, you can imagine Paul saying to Titus, "I know that there will come challenges on your time and attention, but come what may, you are to stick to the instructions that I have given you." He's just laid it all out for us in chapter 2, exactly how he should be teaching, instructing the church. Now, you are to teach what I have laid out. Well, the danger with sticking to teaching that has been given to you, or you're told to, is that you can become complacent about it, can't you? You can begin not to put your whole soul into doing what you're doing. And when this happens, you become dry and dusty, or you become dogmatic and legalistic. So you need to be encouraged and enthused in it. And Paul knows that as he writes to Timothy. And he says to him, look, you are to encourage and rebuke with all authority. In other words, Titus is to be dynamic in the carrying out of his role. He is not, as it were, to just simply see this as an exercise of, have I got to tick these boxes? He is to be actively involved in all that he is teaching and all that he is doing. It is to be shown in the way that he lives, in the way that he speaks, in the way that he interacts with those folk there in Crete. He is to take the word of God and use it as God has designed it. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The authority, as it were, that that Titus speaks from is the authority of the word of God. He is to present the word of God to the people there in Crete. Now, Titus' work in teaching and leading the church in Crete is to be carried out in that way. And that way he will be able to encourage what he knows is good, because the scripture says it's so. and he will be able to challenge the bad, because again, that is highlighted by what Scripture says. There is a sense also that he comes with Paul's authority as the apostle to the Gentiles, but even that authority is subject to the revealed will of God through his word. So he comes, as it were, to the people in Crete, and he has to remember that he comes with authority, and he comes dynamic as he is invested in what he teaches. This is the word of God. It's not just any old word. It's not something that he's made up, but it's something that God himself wants us to know, and so he is to be invested in that. Now remember, Titus is young, and he could feel that youth as a problem. He could feel that as an issue. And the way that that is overcome is by sticking to what the Bible teaches, by being the example that he is called to be. Titus' words and actions should set people to acknowledge God at work in and through him. So he should live out what the Bible says, what God's word says. And in this sense, Titus is not to let anyone despise him by giving them reason to believe that he is a hypocrite. Now, in a sense, every pastor is a hypocrite in some way or another, because we can't perfectly keep the law of God. We can't perfectly keep the word of God. But we are to be those that acknowledge that we are sinful and seek the Lord Jesus Christ and demonstrate how God works through his word. Now, we know that he should be like this because of the letter that is written to Timothy, which is similar in its contents. And it says there in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 15 and 16, be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them so that everyone will see your progress. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. So there's an onus upon Titus as he leads the church to be an example to the flock, to be example to those who are under his care. But it could also be that Paul is gently acknowledging the need to remind the believers in Crete that they are also to behave towards Titus in a way that will make his position and work a pleasure. You see, this letter wouldn't have just been read to Titus, as it were. It wouldn't have just gone to him, but it would have gone to the congregation. They would have understood that these are the words that Paul is sharing to them, the words that God has inspired him to write. And we wouldn't have to go very far. We've already covered this in some of the thoughts for the day that we've looked at in the past. In Hebrews 13 and verse 17, and we know it to be true. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. If your pastor is fed up and run down and he feels that he's getting nowhere, or he feels that nobody's taking any notice of him, basically church life becomes a drudge, and you coming along to that will feel as though things aren't going the way they should. So the way that you stop that cycle happening is to encourage the pastor, or to encourage him by seeing or showing him the way that God is at work in your life, that you are growing and developing in the things of Christ. Now, whichever way you want to take that verse, whichever way you want to see that verse, both require that your life is lived on the authority of God's word, just like Titus needed to live his life and to teach his teaching. So let me ask you this question. Are you following Christ? Are you living by the authority of his word? Are you seeking to do what it says, trusting by faith in Christ, knowing that he will equip you to do all that he has called you to? Let's pray. Loving Father, we ask that we would be, Lord, those that follow you and follow you with a passion. Father, we pray that we would honour your word when we read it and we discover that there are things in our lives that need to be changed. We pray, Lord, that you'd move us to change them. We also pray, Lord, that we wouldn't harden our hearts, but, Lord, would always respond to the grace of God in whatever way it comes. And we pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen.